and welcome everyone to the very first episode of My Startup Diary, which is a mini podcast hosted by me, a startup enthusiast, where I read excerpts from the startup diary which I maintain and which is about anything and everything related to startups, VCs, tech, and the future of all these things. Today, I read the first chapter of my diary, which talks about one of the most critical steps for any founder at the beginning of the startup journey, which is talking to the customers. Yes, and the dilemma that founders sometimes face is that they have to talk to the potential customers, but then they also want to not let anyone steal their precious idea, right? Well, what I have learned from my study about startups, and mind you, it's my study about startups, not my experience, as I'm not a founder. So yeah, what I've learned is that it's usually very hard for someone to just copy or steal an idea, because stealing an idea is usually followed by the painful steps of developing an MVP, finding product market fit, usually involving innumerable pivots and iterations, thorough planning around customer acquisitions, coming up with a profitable business model and whatnot. So it's not that someone will just steal an idea that's actually the threat. Your strength doesn't lie in your idea. It lies in your execution of that idea, and that is why you don't need to keep your idea to yourself and directly start building a full-fledged product around it. You can, and actually you must, start discussing your idea with potential users. So talk to them. That also necessarily means that you have to go where your customers are, and who knows this better than you, right? You know where to find them, so go and reach out to them. Reach out to customers not for features, but for feedback on your initial idea. Get the feedback, compare it with what you previously had in mind, and make the necessary changes to maybe the idea itself or to your plans of executing it. Sounds too theoretical, right? Well, I agree, of course, and you will only know what it looks like practically when you actually do it for your startup idea, and it may not be as simple as it sounds. That's all for today from My Startup Diary. Thank you for listening.